Now, friends, that is the record in detail of the awful sin of David. The Bible does not play it down at all. And very candidly, this sin of David stands out like a tar baby in a field of snow, like a blackberry in a bowl of cream, and like a black sheep in a flock of sheep on a hillside. Now, the sin of David may cause us to miss the greatness of the man. The sin is the exception in his life. It was not the pattern of his life at all. David didn't live like this all the time. There are some that do. And when they do, why, they're not God's man. God's man can't live like this. He may get in sin, but he won't stay in sin. That is the thing that will characterize him. That is the thing that distinguishes between God's man and the man of the world. God's man may get in sin, he won't stay there. A sheep may fall in the mud, but he won't like it. He'll get out of the mud. A pig will stay right in the mud. Now, we have here this that we need to note, this sin. We're not going to play it down. Actually, I should say you can put a penny on your eye and blot out the sun. So let's be very fair as we look at it, and look at it just as God's given it to it. And God has said, by the way, that men are like a piece of pottery. They can get marred. One flaw can ruin a valuable piece of pottery. A valuable article is put on sale, and the merchant says it has one flaw in it. And I notice that sometimes you see a sale in a store, and I'm great at, as I go about over the country, when I see a sale, I beat it down to the store. And I find that first-grade merchandise will become second-grade merchandise. And they'll say, now, this is marked down because there's a little flaw in it. And you're going to have to mark David down because of his sin. And I'm not going to play down the sin of David again today at all. Last time we saw it in all of its blackness and ugliness. The Word of God does not soft pedal it. The Word of God doesn't whitewash David at all, and we're not going to do that. His sin is as black as ink. It's as dark as night. It's as low as the underside of Satan in the bottomless pit, and it's as deep as hell. It's a sin, friend. Now, how could he be a man after God's own heart? Well, he wasn't a man after God's own heart in reference to this sin. You see, God did something about man's sin. He gave Christ to die to pay the penalty because the sin is that heinous. It's God who says that sin is so black it required the death of his son. But if you turn your back on God, you're lost. But on the other side, if you're God's man and you drop into sin, God's going to do something about it. He'll do something about David. We left David last time sitting on his throne in smug complacency. He thought he got by with this sin, but he didn't. God's going to do something about it. David's going to live to regret that he ever committed this awful sin.